Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 9, you will hear stories from our 10th collection, Now or Never. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Where Angels Fear, by Sherry Cox. Come with me to Italy, buddy, she implored my father. Let's travel. In her 40th year, Mother had become a decided redhead, brightening her interest in a broader world. Married at World War II's end, she had reared 5 children and supported his ministry. Father nicknamed her Lucy, with good cause, although her name was Marie. Her fiery independence was not always appreciated by anyone expecting meekness. I thought I was marrying a shy, soft-spoken beauty, he once said. The ministry had taken a toll on her and on him by their 20th anniversary. A divisive church in Baltimore, Maryland had tested their foundations, maritally and spiritually. Midwinter, they moved back to North Carolina. A fire in their tinderbox rental house destroyed almost all their worldly goods. They moved again to another town, another rental. He took a job on a newspaper and pestered appreciative rural churches which lacked the budget for a full-time minister. Their 5th child was born in 1964, a change of life surprise. I'll mind the kids, he said. You take the trip. I've seen all the world I need to see. During the war years, he joined the Navy and left college. He served in the South Pacific Theater, including ports of call like Hong Kong, Singapore, the Philippines, and eventually Tokyo. She had also left college and served as a clerk typist in Washington, D.C. for 2 years. They had never dated. She wrote many pen pals throughout the world, including him and one Italian who wanted her to learn the language. Both wanted a photograph of the dark-eyed petite woman. Father posted his, inscribed, "The girl I hope to marry." If that's what you get for going to church, buddy, I'm going to start, one sailor said. On board the carrier escort, shipmates called Father the Little Preacher. His affable nickname stuck. Admiration for his informal worship services, good character, and approachability endured. He also manned a 50-caliber machine gun when the ship was attacked. I never thought I would marry a minister, Mother once confided, but she envisioned him as a natural father. When the blue-eyed veteran returned from war, he brought her a teakwood chest containing a bronze silk robe. Then he proposed marriage. Mother wore the robe to celebrate each child's birth. When she traveled without him to Florence, Italy, she would express her independence. A native Italian offered to show her the city tourists never see. We never quite knew what that meant, but Michelangelo's 17-foot-tall statue of David took my breath away, she said. The golden doors call the gates of paradise by Gilberte. Also figured in her epic stories. She returned to us with a 3-foot marble statue of a child and a visionary's mist in her eyes, but her suitcase and her camera had been stolen at an American airport. Father drove through several states to bring her safely home. He might have been exhausted, but she was exuberant. I could have died happily in Florence. You almost did, Marie. He admitted missing her terribly after the luxury of a few days in a quiet house with their moping 4-year-old boy. Their relationship blossomed again. She had traveled where angels dwell in Italy. She had also traveled where angels fear to tread in ministry. Between moving so often through Texas, Maryland, and back through the Carolinas, and never owning a home, her sacrifices had once circumscribed her dreams. When he sacrificed for her to fly to Italy, she re-energized. Mother cherished her familial role more in those unexpectedly few years following her world travels. Although she never finished college, together, they assured all five children did. In 1984, Father fell asleep at 60 years of age and entered those gates of paradise much too early for our acceptance. The last rental home belonged to the newspaper employer, and that required her to make another move. Father had hoped to retire from the newspaper work and had just returned to full-time ministry, called by a dedicated church who valued his interim pastoral work. "You done good, buddy," his brother-in-law, a lay minister, eulogized. Mother assuaged her sorrow with comforting words, often repeated through her 98 years. "His feet never touched the ground." Truthfully, they were both visionaries. Born in the 1920s, they grew up with dreams during the Depression. They survived a world war with faith intact. Their lives resided with a higher power and with their children's well-being. They trusted each other enough to build a marriage and a family in a fragile world. That is still a scary proposition today. As a baby boomer child, I am glad they took the chance and took the trip. Copyright 2024, Sherry Cox. A published news journalist and a practiced lawyer, Sherry Cox calls North Carolina home. Awards include the Charlotte Writers Club First Place in Poetry. Published short stories, essays, professional legal articles, and poetry vary her credentials. These include Personal Story Publishing Project anthologies, Cackalack, and The Christmas Wreath. She enjoys people who give their best effort. The Hickory Daily Record and the Mecklenburg County Public Defender's Office enriched her life. Many individuals inspire her respect for the written word. Thank you for listening to another 6-Minute Story. You can read them all in the 10 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELLJones.com. There you can learn more about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.